done. And but then I'd find myself leaving papers there, you know, getting in a hurry, leaving papers. And this was not, my wife did not see that as a blessing. Let's put it that way.
No, and I can understand says, that. Chuck, you know, we homeschool, and our house is tiny. So sometimes our kitchen table is our art table. It's where we do our science experiments. And so if a science experiment has to last a couple days, it might take a little extra space on that table. So I understand.
Yeah, I think one of the – I agree with her, too. I agree with her, and, you know, I don't do that anymore. But I had to see the light.
And, yeah, I guess the point that I'm making is that, you know, again, it comes down to it doesn't have to be perfect 100% of the time. But there's some days that, you know, we're just going to leave the mail on the table or something like that. Mm. And as long as we're keeping up with it and not letting it
go. There you go.
Not just ignoring it.
All right, here's the deal, my friends. The arena is your home. Clutter is your adversary. And this is war. How's that? The arena is your home, clutter is your adversary, and this is war. Too much stuff, winning the war against clutter. Your gift of $15 or more to Save America Ministries is going to put this extremely helpful and encouraging book in your hands. Maybe you want to read it in private first. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org, and become a partner with us. Day after day, even today, we're preparing the way of the Lord. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Ron Brown, who sells gold and silver. Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan.
Well, these are certainly exciting times, frightening times, really, because I'm afraid that most Americans have not made any preparations for the very difficult times that lie ahead. I went to a meeting last night of the doctors, and I practiced with for a period of 30 years or more, and it was several of them came up and thanked me for getting them into gold and silver many years ago, and how comfortable they were with their investments, and yet most people haven't made any preparations for the coming collapse of the American dollar. And this is really what's lying ahead. The average American really doesn't understand what's going on. And certainly, what we look at our, now we find out that certainly we have 8.3% unemployment, and we added 96,000 jobs last month. Ladies and gentlemen, they have to actually add 150,000 jobs every month simply to remain even. If they don't have 150,000 new jobs, they can't take care of all the new people coming into the labor market. So we actually went behind 60,000 jobs. Not only that, but over 400,000 people simply dropped out of looking for work. They're so discouraged. And if you look at the statistics that come from John Williams at Shadow Statistics, he will tell you the real unemployment rate is over 22%, and that is the unemployed, the underemployed. These are the people who have jobs, but they're making just barely minimum wage or part-time jobs. And then, of course, those who've given up looking for work. And that number grows every single month. The economy is not good. Certainly look at what many of our stores are doing. Many of our major stores are certainly either going under or losing ground as far as their income is concerned. And the same thing is happening in Europe. The same thing is happening in China. And we're heading into a major depression. We are already in a depression, but it's going to get a lot worse in the coming weeks and months. Ron, I'd like your opinion on what's going on.
Well, and, you know, just to add to what you're saying, and the magicians are running out of rabbits to keep kicking the can down the road. And, of course, that's all they've been doing for the last 10, 15, 20 years. So things are just getting worse and worse. The debt structure is getting totally unwieldy. They've been covering it up with smoke and mirrors. The Fed basically is buying all the debt. The foreigners have already cut us off, basically. So we're approaching the end game, and I think you can see it in everything that's happening. You know, I think the big thing that's telling me what's going on is when you look at, one, the MF Global scandal, then you got the PFG Best, which is basically these brokerage firms stealing money out of allocated accounts to cover their losses. And I don't know if you saw the latest was a case, the Sentinel, which was another brokerage firm that first went under back in 2007. I think it's been through the court system, and it just went through the appellate court. And what had happened there is that Sentinel had pledged its clients allocated or segregated funds as collateral on a major loan with Mellon, New York Bank of Mellon, and they used that borrowed money to go into the start a trade desk to trade commodities or whatever, and obviously it went sour. So it ended up Mellon taking all that over $200 million of clients' money. And when it went to the court, they just ruled, and they ruled in favor of the bank. So,
and so the people lost their money. People thought they had their money safely deposited in the bank. Ladies and gentlemen, if you got your money in the bank, understand it isn't safe. We'll be back in just a moment here with Ron Brown.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Yeah, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Ron Brown. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And those of you who listen to our programs regularly will know that we've had certainly Lindsay Williams on intermittently over the last 5-6 years. And Lindsay had told me back in year 2008, what he called Mr. X, and really it was Mr. Ken Fraun, who is actually the CEO of ARCO, and that was bought out by Esso. And so this man was very, very high within the hierarchy that rules the world. And basically this man had told Lindsay at least 4 years ago that by the end of the year 2012, why, of course, the dollar would be dead. And, of course, it wasn't described what he meant, but I think it was not that the dollar would cease to exist, but that it would lose a great deal of its value, and the American dollar would cease to be the reserve currency of the world. And here we are, we're in September, and, well, the dollar seems to be doing pretty well. A lot of people from other countries are investing in America, the people in Greece and Spain and Italy and Portugal. And even in France, are frightened of their own currencies. I think the whole European system may come down. And so they're investing in American T-bills and thinking this will be safe. But, of course, will it be safe? Because I think something is big. I think everything is acting on a timetable. I do really believe that the people who are running the world, and believe me, there are only a few people, a few hundred people run the finances of the world, and they are moving us towards a financial crisis and catastrophe. I don't know what form it's going to take, but we saw today the price of gold go up $36 an ounce. A couple of days ago, it went up $25 an ounce. Silver's up $2 or $3 in the last couple of days. It almost as if we're on the verge of something major. What are your thoughts, Ron?
Absolutely, Dr. Stan. You know, all bull markets go through phases. And, you know, the gold and silver is the barometer of confidence in this fight. This whole fiat money system, it's the barometer of confidence in their Ponzi scheme in effect. So they will do everything they can to hold gold and silver down. And quite simply, as long as you get the price of gold and silver off of these commodity exchanges in New York and London, where you have a bunch of speculators trading paper contracts, not really trading gold, they're trading paper on high leverage. Well, goodness gracious, the banks create the money. They can control that market till the cows come home. But they have an Achilles heel, and I think that Achilles heel is being exposed as we speak. And that is every time Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs and these Western bankers ambush the gold and silver market to drive it down in the futures market, the big kings of the East who are creditors get this big old Cheshire Cat grin on their face, and all they're doing is saying, thanks for the discount, ship us some more, ship us some more. And everything I'm reading from everywhere is telling me there's just massive imports of gold going into the Eastern Bloc nations, especially China and India and so forth. So they're just squeezing these Western bankers, forcing them to deliver on their contracts. And everything I'm reading is they're running out of gold to deliver, and they're literally stealing the gold from allocated accounts in their clients' base. So, you know, bankers only know one game to play, and it's fractional reserve banking. But now it looks like they're even stealing the fraction.
And it just is amazing to see gold skyrocketing the way it is. We can remember when it was down 1580, 1570, just a few weeks ago. What did it close at today, Ron?
Let me pull it up on my screen real quick.
Well, certainly, ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that the fact that gold and silver are skyrocketing at this time certainly is because something big is afoot. Now, we don't know exactly what it is. Is it going to be the breakup of Europe? Is it going to be that Greece is going to leave the European currency? Is it going to be that China is going to move increasingly for the yuan to become the reserve currency of the world? Is there going to be some sort of a major cataclysmic event that's going to cause a massive increase in inflation? Will the dollar cease to be the reserve currency of the world? Because if that should happen suddenly, why, of course, there are tens of trillions of dollars held by central banks throughout the world, which would stream in here. And within a week or 2 weeks, why, we would certainly have the destruction of the value of our currency. And remember what Ken Fromm told Lindsay Williams. Now, all I know is what Lindsay told me, but I think it's probably fairly accurate. Ken Fromm, 4 years ago before he died, told Lindsay Williams, when the euro goes down, now he didn't say the European currency or the European Union, but he said when the euro goes down, you've got 2 weeks to get out of the dollar. When the euro goes down, you've got 2 weeks to get out of the dollar. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And ladies and gentlemen, whatever you're going to do, don't put it off. If you take action now and nothing happens, well, you haven't lost anything. But of course, if you don't take action now and what we fear does take place, you will lose everything denominated in dollars. And you will join the vast majority of the American people of being impoverished and the destruction of the middle class of America. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And before we go to Mike, who's calling us from Michigan, Ron, what did gold close at today?
It was up, closed $32 higher at $1,735.50, but it got as high as $1,742. And silver got closed at $33.72. If you recall, Dr. Stan, just a month or so ago, it was 26, 27, somewhere in that ballpark.
So. Sure. I mean, this is just dramatic. I mean, something big is afoot, ladies and gentlemen. We don't know what it is, but we can tell you when you see action like this, something big is about to happen. Because the people who are certainly working behind the scenes know what's happening and are positioning themselves. But have you noticed you don't read about this in the New York Times or in your major newspaper? It's not discussed on ABC, CBS, NBC, or by our major, certainly, establishment talk show hosts. Why? Because they don't want you to know until it's too late. Well, let's go to Mike calling us from Michigan. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Mike, how are you doing tonight?
Doing great. Dr. Stan, did you just... say something about the middle class was going to go bankrupt or something?
Absolutely. Their goal is, of course, to do away with the middle class, to establish a two-class system in our society, the very rich, of course, and the very everybody else being poor. That's the goal.
Yeah,
it's all part of something called creative destruction. Creative destruction is they want to create a new global society. And to create this new global society, they have to destroy the old one. And that's what they're in the process of doing today. And if you doubt what I'm saying is true, simply go to your Google and Google in YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. And listen to what Alan Greenspan tells one of the members of the United States Senate who asked him, what is creative destruction? And incidentally, if you're out in the listening audience and you've done what I said, I'd like you to give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY and tell us what Alan Greenspan says. But go ahead, Mike. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I don't think Alan Greenspan, it reminds me of Donald Duck or something. But, we were middle class. It's already happened to us, Doc. We lost everything. We're working two jobs. I'm sitting here looking at $65 on the table after paying everything today. And that ain't going to nowhere near get done what we need to get done. And I just don't know how long we can keep doing this. We just keep working and then we give all the money away. We've already lost everything we ever worked for. There's going to be no college for the kids. And, you know, I don't know. I'm just sitting here tonight, you know, before the program coming on, just sitting here trying to, contain myself on, you know, just how long can I keep living like this? I can't stand this, Doc.
Well, Ron, what would you tell Mike calling us from Michigan?
Well, I agree with him how they destroyed the middle class, but I would say to anyone that sometimes the tough times that I've been through it, Dr. Stan, I don't know about you, you know, I got in the gold and silver business in 79. I had a real good year in 1979, thought I was in tall cotton, and all of a sudden the market went down. And I went years just wondering how I could even make ends meet from month to month. In fact, at one point I was in the hole $150,000. But I found out that when you go through the tough times, one, it forces you back in your faith. And two, you learn to survive and you learn, you know, you can be happy without a lot of money. I found out you can do it. So it's tough what's happened to people, but the good that's going to come out of it, hopefully, is that people will get back to the basics.
And I think that's so true, Mike. You're going to have to work. It's going to be tough on everybody. We're going to have to learn to help one another. We're going to have to, a lot of us, take a couple of jobs. And maybe the wives are going to have to go to work. The kids are going to have to pitch in. But the wonderful utopian life we've lived, it just is coming to an end, because all the government programs are going to have to stop because we can't afford them. They can't afford Medicare. They can't afford Social Security.
The problem is this dollar isn't worth anything. That's the problem.
You're absolutely right.
The dollar's not worth nothing. I can't do nothing with this fake dollar.
You're absolutely right, and we're going to have to, one of these days, this whole system's going to come crashing down. But in the meantime, you've got to look after yourself. Are you married? Do you have kids?
Yeah, I'm married. We're probably about $240,000 in debt, and we've lost everything. So
I'm
not giving up, but, you know.
Mike, don't get discouraged, but things are going to be tough. Just cut back on everything, figure out everything you can sell, and then just do not buy anything you can't afford. God bless. We'll talk to you later, and thanks so much for calling. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Numbers 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And ladies and gentlemen, we are on the verge of something major and catastrophic happening. And we know that because we see the skyrocketing price of gold and silver over this last 10 days, 2 weeks. I mean, this is the most phenomenal thing we've seen going back, probably close to a year. We've seen gold and silver go down, but suddenly a surprising rapid rise just within the last week or two. And you have to ask yourself, what is going on? Well, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If any of you have actually gone onto the internet and checked out the statement made by Alan Greenspan on creative destruction, all you need to do is go to Google and type in YouTube, Alan Greenspan, creative destruction. But Ron, go ahead with what you were saying.
What I want to do is make a comparison of the last bull market and the bull market we're going through right now. So the bull market in 71 started with silver at $1.29, gold at $35 an ounce, which it had been since, what, 33. And in the first leg up, gold went to right at $200 an ounce. Silver got up to $6.40. And that was when Gerald Ford was president. And he made it legal for Americans to own gold for the first time since 33. And the day after he made it legal for Americans to own gold, the Treasury dumped into the market 200 tons of gold, busted it all the way down to 102. And it took 3 to 4 years for it to make its way back up to those previous highs, which happened in about 1979, January. But from January of 79 till January of 80, gold went from 192 to 870, and silver went from 550 to $52 an ounce. Now, the big difference between that bull market and what I think we're going through this time is that when that bull market ran its course, there was still one more cycle in this monetary system. In other words, they got it back together. Reagan came in. They got interest rates up to stop the inflation. And then Reagan, of course, created the boom in 82 when he said, damn the torpedoes, folks. I'm not going to let us go into a depression. And he opened the money spigot, created an, economic boom that lasted almost 20 years to year 2000. But this time around, see, the whole system is totally, it's so massively in debt that the whole system is going to collapse. When that bull market ended in 1980, our national debt hadn't even reached its first $1 trillion. Now here we are at $16 trillion, if you believe their figures. The reality is, if you get in the unfunded liabilities and all the other off-budget debt, people like John Williams are telling you the debt's, what, $75, $80, $100 trillion. So this time around, the whole system worldwide as we know it will collapse. We don't know exactly what's going to come out the other end, but what it does tell you is all the paper assets that are created in that system are going to be decimated. So all you can tell people is get out of paper.
I agree with you. I think we're heading into some terribly catastrophic times. I think, of course, the economy is going to continue contracting. Now, it may very well that they'll create a war in an effort to stimulate the economy, but that won't do it. They were able to do this, certainly, previously. But, of course, you can't continue borrowing money and at least have any stability for the money. Yes, you could create temporary prosperity, but it would be through inflation, just pumping out more and more and more money. But the longer you do that, of course, the more you destroy the value of the existing currency. And all those are invested in annuities and pensions and bonds and stocks and have money suddenly squirreled away here, there, or elsewhere, will suddenly find that their money will not buy anything. In fact, you can already see if you go to the hardware stores, you'll see how the prices are going up. Or go to the clothing stores, and I have a clothing catalog we watch, and the shirts that I bought 2 years ago for $19.95 are now $39.95. At the hardware store that 2 months ago, the sheets of plywood that were $9.95 each are now $13.95 each. A 40% increase in 2 months. This is happening. If you're really looking and seeing what's happening, we're moving into an inflationary spiral. They're not telling us the truth. I mean, basically, figures don't lie, but liars can figure, and they work for the government, and they're well paid. To tell us inflation is really only maybe 2%. And they're simply lying, ladies and gentlemen. Figures don't lie, but liars can figure, and they're able to change the definitions of inflation. If we were calculating the inflation as we used to, they would have to acknowledge it's about 9 to 10%. But they're not going to do that. The last thing they want is for the American people to understand what's going on before it's too late. And the vast majority of the people are going to be destroyed before this is over. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita, at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Dan, I guess this evening for the first hour, Ron Brown. We'll get back to the subject here, what's happening as far as Europe is concerned. But people are over in Europe are frantic to get their money out of the banks. They don't trust the banks. They know what's going on. And they're actually pulling their money out of the banks in Spain, and they're pulling their money out of the banks in Greece and in Portugal, but even in France and Italy, they know. And remember, of course, France is the second largest economy in Europe. I think that Italy is the third largest economy over there. And the people in those countries are taking their money out of the banks. Well, they take the money out of the banks, and the banks don't have any money to loan, and the whole economy begins to contract. And believe me, the people are frightened to death. And what's really the truth of the matter is, there is no safe place to put your money other than in commodities or in material things and property. Certainly, even if you buy oil or get natural gas futures, it's still a paper transaction. The one thing that you can actually get and hang on to is actually gold and silver. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But when you see a massive rise in the price of gold in a matter of a few days, when you see a massive increase in the price of silver in a few days, you know that something big is about to happen. We don't know what it is, but we can anticipate that the elite do, and they're certainly, they themselves are positioning themselves in preparation for the catastrophic events that lie ahead. Ron, before we go on, I want you to go ahead, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, why they should get in touch with you, and if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. Go ahead, Ron.
My telephone number is 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561. I've been in the business 33 years. I really think of myself as more of a teacher and educator because, Dr. Stan, this really isn't about making money anymore. It's about waking people up, because if we don't save our country, then no matter how much money you have, it'll be for naught. Plus, really, it's not about saving our country at this point. It's about saving souls. So people need to wake up to what's happening, and when they start to seek the truth and they understand just how bad things are, then they suddenly realize there's nothing they can do in their own understanding to protect themselves, and it forces people to turn back to their faith. The old saying goes, there ain't no atheist in a foxhole. So basically, that's where I think we are, and that's what I try to help people, is to wake them up to what's going on and help them any way I can to prepare for it.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and actually we have an excellent DVD that Ron did some years ago. It was simply talking about bonds, which are basically the stabilizing force behind our economy. And, of course, basically, if you see what's happening to bonds, why, of course, you can pretty well anticipate what is going to be happening to the economy. Because there are probably 10 times more bonds than there are money in bonds than there is in stocks. And in the past, of course, bonds have given you a stable income. You've got interest on your bonds, and you certainly, if you had low rate and inflation, you made interest on your bonds. Why, basically, of course, you could you'd have a regular income, and if you got 6% on your investments, that was pretty good. You could live if you had an adequate amount. But unfortunately, everything has changed because, of course, the interest rate on bonds now, many of them are 2 or 3%. And, of course, with an inflation rate of 10%, you're going behind on a regular basis. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, it was John Adams, President Adams, several hundred years ago, who actually said, you know, there's two ways to destroy a great nation. One is to defeat it by military force, and the other is to destroy it by destroying its monetary system. And the people in charge are intentionally destroying our monetary system. Now, why? Because the people in the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, there's probably not more than 6,000 people all throughout the world who rule the world. And they have a different agenda. They want to destroy the existing structure of society and replace it with a new one. And they're well on their way towards that goal. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, go right ahead, Brian.
You know, I think there's two things that people have to understand. One, that the banking system is based on National Reserve Banking.
Is that at your end or is that at our end? That
ring? There must be someone calling on the number we just gave out. But anyway, they have to understand that all banks work on fractional reserve banking, which means if you put someone deposits $1,000 in the bank can parlay that $1,000 into $10,000 worth of loans. So by definition, every bank in the world is basically.
Well, we seem to have lost Ron there. I'm going to ask my producer if she will get Ron back on the line. We lost Ron, so if our producer will give him a call back, why we'll get something going here. Under any circumstances, why? Let's see. I hope maybe we're going to have somebody here. Oh, we've got Tony. Okay, fine. Let's go to Tony calling in. Hey, Tony, how are we doing?
Oh, good. Your wonderful call screener said Ron got dropped off.
Okay, fine.
But I'm sure she'll get it back. I just wanted to disagree with you on your inflation numbers.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
Well, I think they're far worse than what you're saying because you're taking into account only a narrow scope of inflation. You're ignoring, I think, a bigger picture, and that's the one you're talking about tonight, just like the price of gold and silver. Like, I have a friend who just inherited $1 million. A member of the family died. And he can go out right now and buy about 580 ounces of gold with that $1 million. Now, just about 5 years ago, he could have bought,
he could have bought about three times that much 5 years ago.
About three times that.
Okay, fine. Right. Just for Ron's. Go ahead.
Yeah. But the thing is that if you take the value of gold as far as in the amount of ounces that, you know, like in a set figure, say $1 million, and you can and just go back 5 years, you'll see that the real inflation rate is compared to. If you put it in gold's term, which is money, is actually running about 40% a year. And, the numbers of anywhere from 8 to 12 to 14%, that's only measured in Federal Reserve notes. When you take those Federal Reserve notes and you tie them to gold and you add the two together, you're actually around 40%. And that's why I kind of disagree with the numbers that I hear.
All right, fine. Well, I think that basically we do have an inflationary spiral, and I think it's only going to get worse.
And I would just say that anybody who, you know, thinks that they're, you know, like they're really poor or whatever, at least go out and, if, you know, if you can, if nothing else, you know, if you can only buy 5 or 10 silver dollars or silver rounds or something like that, you don't think it's a whole lot. Just try and buy 1 or 2 a week and hang on to them. I remember back in the 1980, I had about 15 silver dollars that I had saved up just from here and there, and I had them in a cupboard in a glass jar, and somebody stole them. And at the time, they were worth about $50. I wish I'd sold them, but $50 an ounce, and, you know, for even if you only accumulate maybe 20, 30, 40 of them, it can add up. And listening to one of your callers there, and I'm thinking, well, I'll just try and buy one silver dollar a week and pass it away.
Well, basically, if we're talking about at least a gold going to $5,000 an ounce, which means that silver could go to as much as $500 an ounce. We don't know how things are going to go, but certainly I think it's an excellent suggestion for people to go ahead and start making preparations for the difficult times to go ahead. Of course, the first thing you should do is have food on hand, and you should have water on hand, and you should have medical supplies on hand. And then, of course, you should have certainly some gold and silver on hand. And then the most important thing is to have a personal relationship with the Lord, because that may be all that will get any of us through what lies ahead. But go right ahead, Tony.
Oh, I totally agree with your analysis, Dr. Stan. And I would also like to add that I think everyone should have an emergency seed bank. Just as in the last few months, we've been gardening our little back patch, and we've had like one zucchini plant, one yellow squash plant. We figured the two of them together put out about 150 pounds of squash and zucchini. We've been eating that every day. And, you know, you add a few onions and some garlic, and you'd be surprised with a little water and a little dirt that these seeds can do. I mean, I would say that everyone ought to have a seed bank and, you know, get a little bit of a green thumb. You know, at least know where to add some water and, you know, make a little compost pile. And even if you only got a few pots or maybe some old wine barrels you can cut in half or something like that, you know, at least grow something.
Okay, fine. Anything else you'd like to say, Tony, before we let you go?
Always a good show, Dr. Stan.
And I'm going to give you a call so we get together for dinner in about 2 weeks, okay?
I'm looking forward to it.
God bless. Okay, let's go to Gail, who's calling us from Soquel. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. I don't know what happened to Ron Brown. We call him, and of course we get an answering machine. He probably put his line on an answering machine so people wouldn't be calling in and interrupting, and without realizing, of course, we can't get back to him when he's on an answering machine. Hi, Gail. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Monty. We do have gold, but our concern is in like the 1930s, the government demanded everybody turn in their gold. So our question is, you know, how safe is the gold? And then the other question is how much is too much? When do you know that you've got enough gold?
Well, that would be a decision you would have to make. It would depend upon how much money you had and what you wanted to do with the money that you have. If you have a lot of money, where can you store it? Will it maintain its value? But you ask, what about the confiscation of gold? I will tell you that they made gold holding illegal back in the 1930s, but most people didn't turn in their gold. Only a very small, probably less than a quarter of the people turned in their gold, because no sooner had they gotten the gullible people to turn in their gold than they doubled its price. And all the people who obeyed the law were robbed, and of course the whole thing was illegal. The president didn't have the right to do that, but he did it anyway. And so basically, unfortunately, we have a lawless government at the present time. And so basically, you know, you're going to have to decide what you are going to do. And of course, if you want, of course, to invest in precious metals, you can invest in gold and in silver. And they're not going to nationalize silver. And then, of course, you can invest in platinum as well. They're not going to nationalize platinum. But get out of paper dollars. That would be my advice to you. And, well, of course, my advice is worth exactly what it's going to cost you. But I think it's the thing to do. Anything else, Gail?
That's it. Thank you so much. Enjoy your station.
God bless. And let's go to Ron calling us. Hi, Ron. How are you doing? I don't know what happened there.
I don't either. We just got disconnected. And I was doing a brilliant dissertation.
Well, will you go right ahead with that brilliant dissertation? Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. Go ahead, Ron.
I don't know where we got cut off, but I was just talking about the importance of understanding that, one, all banks work on fractional reserve banking, so they've taken $1,000 worth of your deposits and made $10,000 worth of loans. So when you start pulling money out of the bank, it creates a major deflationary impact because you're pulling $10,000 out every time you pull out a $1,000, except if they're keeping up with being legal, of course. The other thing is people have to understand that the bond market, which is the foundation for this whole house of cards, they have to keep interest rates stable and going down, because if interest rates ever spike, by definition, bond values go down. So if interest rates spike, one, the interest on the national debt becomes totally unsustainable, but more importantly, people jump out of the bond market. They're not going to buy bonds when the bond market collapses. So those are the two things that people have to understand. It's the whole paper system, this whole Ponzi scheme that's been in effect basically since 1913 in this country, is now collapsing in its own way.
Well, because the interesting thing is with a fractional reserve system, and of course, usually you have a fractional reserve system of you can lend $10 for every dollar that you have on deposit. Well, what happens, of course, if somebody comes and takes that, $10, if I may, the dollar that they had, and takes it out of the bank, then you've got to call in the other $9 worth of debts. And somebody pulls $100,000 out of your bank, you've got to call in $1 million in debts. You can't lend money, you can't create money in the fractional reserve system unless you have a reserve, and you may only have to have a fraction. But what's happening throughout Europe and elsewhere is that people are pulling their money out of banks because they're frightened, because they don't trust the banks, and suddenly these banks find themselves illiquid. This is a big problem, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, right now it creates this illusion that the dollar has been strong, but its reality is the dollar is just stronger than the other weak currencies. In terms of real money, gold and silver has been going up dramatically against the dollar in all currencies for the last 7, 8, 10 years.
And I think simply what we're seeing is that George Soros is investing in gold. John Paulson, who heads one of the largest hedge funds in the country, assets about $35 billion, has been investing heavily in gold and gold-associated assets. People in the know are investing in gold because they know the whole financial system is coming down. Of course, nobody's going to be telling the average individual. They're not going to understand what's going on until it's too late. And, of course, we are far better off to be, 5 years early than one day late. Because, believe me, when this house starts coming down, why, it's going to come down rapidly. Ron, let's get your telephone number off one more time.
1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561.
And, ladies and gentlemen, of course, Ron does help to support Radio Liberty, but he's an honest man. We've done business with him, and we have utmost confidence in him, or I certainly wouldn't put him on our program. Our guest has been Ron Brown. We're trying to warn people ahead of time that we're headed for catastrophic times. Something big is up. The price of gold is skyrocketing in this last week. The price of silver has skyrocketed in this last week to 10 days. Something big is afoot. We'll know soon. Oh,
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, our guest has been Ron Brown. Thanks very much for being with us. And, of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or you can certainly get our products. If you have something you'd like to advertise with us, we'd love to have your advertising carry your product if it is something we feel is up and up. And of course, I hate to say this, but we have to turn down a certain number of advertisers because we don't trust their products and we don't believe in them, and we will not carry a product that we do not believe in, or suddenly push somebody and introduce them to our audience that we don't have confidence in. So basically, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or help us in any way, 1-800-544-8927. Remember, we have certainly a network of stations all across America, regular radio stations, both during the week and on the weekend. We have shortwave. We've had to drop some of our shortwave, but we maintain some of it so that people who do not have access to the Internet can certainly get us that way. But we have our Internet connections. You can listen to us on radio, on your telephone. Almost 24 hours a day, you get our afternoon Genesis programs. And go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and you can certainly learn about the Radio Liberty programs that can be heard on Genesis and the telephone number to call if you have unlimited minutes. Then, of course, we hope that many of you will get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll listen to our programs on these are DVDs on the dark secret and the forbidden secret, and get the syllabus that goes with that. Get our talk on population control, the covert agenda. Get our talk on Agenda 21, the plan, the covert plan, Agenda 21, the covert plan. Now, we have a regular DVD on Agenda 21 by Michael Shaw, we recommend. Have an excellent DVD on geoengineering by Rosalind Peterson. An excellent DVD on aspartame by Betty Martini. My talk on vaccines, it's called The Specter Haunting America. The Specter Haunting America. My talk certainly on water fluoridation, and an excellent syllabus that goes with that, and that is, of course, is called The Hidden Agenda, because basically they are poisoning our water, and one major reason is because, of course, it produces infertility. And that is what cuts down on the sperm count. They know all of these things. They have all the scientific studies. And they're simply poisoning you and your children by fluoridating the water. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. And basically, there is an agenda. There's an intense hatred of humanity. They really want to eliminate most of the people in the world. And if you haven't heard my talk on population control, the COVID agenda, you need to get it. If you haven't read my treatise, the Population Control Agenda, and you can get that at my website. You can get that certainly by going up on the internet and just Googling in Population Control Agenda, put in my name or Radio Liberty, pull down the Population Control Agenda, read it, copy it, get it out. It's somewhat older, and if I had time, I would update it, but there's so many things going on today. I just don't have time, but there's nothing wrong with it. The facts are there, and they will give you an overview of the fact that they've already killed several billion people. Let me repeat that. They've already killed several billion people, and of course they're going to kill billions more. They know what they're doing. They're killing millions every day, and yet you're never going to hear about that from Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, or they'd lose their jobs. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But don't forget, we're having our all-day conference on October 21st. That's October 21st. Program will start at 8:15 in the morning, go till 6 in the evening. We're bringing in excellent speakers. We've done this before. We do it every year. Great lunch, great people there. And, of course, please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're hopefully going to be the views of William Grigg, who is the former senior editor of the New American magazine, who, of course, certainly was the managing director of Republic Magazine. He's no longer doing that, but he writes his blog, and he's written a number of books, which, of course, we've carried in the past. They're out of print at the present time. But William does a wonderful job of analyzing what is going on in America. You'll find, of course, Lou Rockwell, who is very, very selective in what he publishes, ordinarily will publish the articles that are written by William Grigg, and will certainly give you an excellent overview on many, many subjects about what's going on today. And William is a wonderful commentator and certainly one of my favorite guests. We seem to having a little difficulty getting him this evening. So if you have something you'd like to talk about until William comes on the line, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But hopefully William will be with us. He's, of course, has a lot of responsibility. His wife has been ill, and he has 6 children to look after. And that's a full-time job for anybody. And, of course, they're wonderful, well-behaved children. I have the chance to talk to them not infrequently when I call up there. But we are living in such tragic times. And basically, of course, you can tell that the government is getting ready to have a dictatorship in America. Oh, you see, the miracle of America was the power of the federal government was limited so the people could be free. But they have contrived this whole threat of terrorism. Who do you think funds this whole world terrorist movement? Why, the Central Intelligence Agency does. As you know, we have 600,000 troops we're paying for over in Afghanistan. That's 90,000 American troops, 46,000 NATO troops, 100,000 contractors, and 350,000 Afghans, soldiers and police. So we're fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Who is funding the 50 members of Al-Qaeda? Well, I want you to go to your search engine or get a friend to go on their search engine and simply Google in ISI funds Al-Qaeda. You'll find out the ISI, which is Pakistani Intelligence, is funding Al-Qaeda. Then, of course, go ahead and Google in CIA funds ISI. And you'll find out the CIA is funding the ISI that's funding Al-Qaeda. But this has been going along for a long time. We funded the Al-Qaeda in Bosnia. We funded the Al-Qaeda rebels in Serbia. We funded the Al-Qaeda rebels in Chechnya. We funded the Al-Qaeda rebels in Egypt and in Libya and in Tunisia. And we're funding the Al-Qaeda rebels in Syria today. And yet, of course, we're fighting the Al-Qaeda rebels in Afghanistan, which is why we have to keep our troops there. And if you can explain to me why that is, why, I'd really appreciate it. Well, right now we do have William Grigg on the line. So, William, what are we going to be talking about this evening?
Dan, it's always a blessing to be with you. I really appreciate the opportunity and everything that you've done and continue to do for freedom and truth. And I really appreciate the fact that the overture to our conversation this evening is about the way the government that rules us manufactures the threat from which it supposedly protects us. And the utter hollowness of the government as a protector is something that we simply cannot exaggerate, and we cannot repeat too frequently. People still succumb to the idea that there is something about the government ruling us that is benign, and unfortunately we have a government, a de facto government, that has become completely unmoored from the Constitution, as you pointed out, Dr. Stan. It no longer defines itself in terms of that which it is authorized to do. The people running the government assume that they're entitled to do anything they please.
Hold the thought.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, of course, is William Grigg, talking about the hypocrisy of the two in the recent conventions. We've seen one Democrat and one Republican, and basically they're all in favor of the welfare state. They're all in favor of foreign wars. Neither party has come out and said that they're against torture. And, of course, in fact, the Democrats even voted in their committees to take God out of the Democratic platform, and certainly to remove any reference to Israel, being Jerusalem being the capital of Israel. Now, of course, they put that back in illegally in the Democratic convention. You have to have a two-thirds vote to actually put something in that's been taken out by the platform committee. They didn't have a two-thirds vote, so they just didn't care. And they probably really don't care about either Israel or about God. But they knew this was going to be a poor public relations, so they put God back in the Democratic platform, despite the fact that at least half of the people who attended the convention didn't want God in the platform. And of course, by destroying the religious foundation of this nation, you ensure the destruction of this nation. Now, basically, William is simply talking about what's the whole philosophy of government. Basically, if you want to be free, you can't have a government that provides for you from the cradle to the grave. A government that can provide whatever you need must be able to take whatever you have and regulate it. They've got to be able to take from one group to give to another. That's what socialism is all about. We have far more socialism in the United States today than they ever had in communist Russia. And, of course, that whole system collapsed on a matter of debt and financial problems, and the same thing's going to happen to America. Do you realize that today there are over 100 million Americans who get some sort of a welfare check? Some of them are very wealthy farmers. Some of them are very wealthy industrialists. All sorts of people are getting some sort of a check from the government. And then in addition to that, you have your Social Security and Medicare, which probably comes to about 56, maybe even 60 million additional people. So almost half, over half of all Americans are getting a government check. And they're not going to vote against the people who are giving them something. And that's why our founding fathers wanted to limit the power of the central government so the people would not vote themselves into tyranny. But step by step, always in the name of helping people. Oh, we have to help the poor. We have to help the blind. We have to help the crippled. We have to help those elderly. We've got to help people. Well, I do believe that we have a moral obligation, but that's an obligation of the state and the local government and of the churches and of the families, rather than, of course, of the federal government. Because remember, a government that can provide whatever you need must control you from the cradle to the grave, and that's exactly where we're headed. Pick up the story, William.
The other component to that formula, Dr. Stan, is what Frederick Bastiat said about government being, in socialist terms, the grand illusion that everybody can live at each other's expense. So when you have a plurality, a large plurality of Americans who are receiving transfer payments by way of government for their sustenance or for their profit, we've lived down to the lowest expectations of Bastiat in the middle 19th century when he was a parliamentarian in socialist France.
No, remember, this was, he was writing about 1848, wasn't it?
1848, the year of the revolution, right, right. Communist revolution. He was projecting what would happen at some point in European society, in French society, obviously, larger European society, and he saw the United States as being as near an approximation of the free market ideal as could exist in human society. He said there were two things that derogated from America's status. The first, slavery. Chattel slavery, obviously, is not compatible with the free market or human freedom in any sense. And the other was the way that the tariff was being used. And, of course, the tariff of abomination was what actually led, in my opinion, the effort of Dr. Thomas Lorenzo to the war between states. It wasn't an effort to abolish chattel slavery, which was the felicitous outcome of an avoidable and tragic war. But he talked about the mechanism of plunder, where people were forced or induced or seduced into buying into this proposition that they can live at each other's expense. And that was the overarching theme and the constant refrain chanted at this Babylonian monstrosity of a convention in Charlotte that was held by the Democrats, who prided themselves as representing mainstream America and looking like no America that I have ever seen. It was something that looked like a Fellini-esque nightmare version of America, something that had been embossed on silly putty and then stretched into a caricature that no rational person could recognize. But both the Republicans and the Democrats are peddling this idea that the most important function the government can carry out is to kill the right people. And that's something that not many people have given much thought to because, as you say, Dr. Stan, we've lost our moorings in the foundation of biblical morality, where we, of course, recognize the Ten Commandments as the foundation creed of civilization, the two great commandments, the golden rule, of course, the non-aggression principle, as some of my libertarian friends would refer to it, as being the defining moral law of every culture, every civilization. What makes us civilized is our obedience to the golden rule, the non-aggression principle. In his acceptance speech, Mr. Obama, of course, is peddling the line that you can judge his presidency, the first term of his presidency, by the fact that General Motors is alive and Bin Laden is dead, as if he had anything to do with the latter, and as if the former were actually true. General Motors is a zombie corporation. It's alive in the same sense that you can keep an anencephalic corpse on life support indefinitely and call it alive. Bin Laden is dead. Bin Laden has been dead for over a decade, but even if Mr. Obama were responsible for that, it wouldn't really say a whole lot in terms of what that means in measured in an improvement in human freedom, and particularly the freedom of the United States, the population of the United States, because it would have been much more to our advantage if this man were the person responsible for orchestrating the 9/11 attacks. He was never formally accused of this, and if he were somebody who was the chieftain in charge of this globe-spanning underground terrorist network that threatens our very existence, which, of course, is a comic book exaggeration of what Al-Qaeda was. If he were that person, it would have been to our advantage to take him into custody and then to interrogate him and find out more about the operations of this Tenebris network. That's not what they did, of course. According to the vetted account, which is being circulated now, he was simply summarily executed, which is not an accomplishment, certainly not something that should be celebrated, and not strategically or in a law enforcement intelligence sense, an accomplishment that should be celebrated. But the point is, Mr. Obama was able to boast that he had killed the right people.
Well, I think though it's vitally important that people really understand that we have a wonderful society. Basically, we have about as close to utopia as you can get. We have food stamps for 46 million people. We have all sorts of housing benefits and disability benefits and people to help those people who have disabilities. And basically, there are something like 186 welfare programs that we have in the United States today, independent of Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare. And basically, this is the greatest society with the highest living standards, certainly in other countries, like in Greece, they had food lines. We don't have food lines. We simply give people food stamps, or we give them a charge card where they can charge their food. Yeah. The only trouble is we can't afford it. I mean, basically, 46 cents out of every dollar the government spends has to be borrowed. You can't keep spending money indefinitely that you don't have. And if you honestly think that we can continue spending money we don't have indefinitely, I think you're incredibly naive. We are on the verge of plunging into chaos and crisis here in America. 46 cents out of every 43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends is borrowed money. And who are we borrowing it from? Why, we're borrowing it from ourselves. Isn't that wonderful? But in the process, we're destroying the value of our currency. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the edge of a catastrophic event. And believe me, the skyrocketing price of gold and silver in the last few days foreshadows some terrible things are going to happen before this year ends. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Mark. You take a look at the way that it went vertical, both the price of gold and silver, a couple of days ago. And there, of course, there are auguries of a real big sell-off in the markets within the next couple of weeks. That's something that I expect to see happening. The fact that you have this rapid and breathtaking uptick in the price of corn, that, of course, is going to drive up the price of everything of which corn is a component. Take a look at your grocery store shelves. Try to take an inventory, mental inventory, of everything that contains high fructose corn syrup, which is toxic, by the way, but it's integrated in everything. It's something, of course, that is a fuel component, this monumental fascist monstrosity, which is the ethanol subsidy program. Thank you, Archer Daniels, Midland, Bob Dole, et al. You take a look at the fact that feed corn, of course, is a component that goes into everything that you find in your butcher's section. Here in Idaho, just a couple of days ago, I believe it was yesterday, as a matter of fact, there was an above-the-fold front-page article in the Idaho Statesman out of Boise talking about the fact that feedlots here in Idaho are scrambling right now to find reasonably economical ways of feeding their livestock. And that's a price that's going to be folded into what we pay at the grocery store before the end of the year, most likely, probably in the dead of winter, which is when bad things tend to happen, bad things of that sort. It will become absolutely Dickensian as the dollar is ravaged, as it must be, given the unremitting profligacy of the people in Washington. And then from Jackson Hole, which is not that far from where I'm sitting right now, it's not that far from where I grew up in southeastern Idaho, you had the meeting of the uppermost chairs, the financial component of the Brotherhood of Darkness. You had the Fed commissar say that QE3 is on the way, which, of course, means that we're going to get another hit in terms of monetary inflation. Did you say, Dr. Stan, this all adds up to catastrophe, and it's going to hit very soon and very hard.
And, of course, there's nothing more destructive to the economy of a nation than inflation. And inflation is coming. It's already here. And if you're going down to the stores, you see it in the price of food. If you're going into the hardware stores, you see it in the price of hardware. If you're going to clothing stores, you see it in the price of clothing. But they tell you certainly that the price of homes is coming down. Isn't that wonderful? And then, of course, they've driven them up artificially, and now they're coming back down again. And it's all going to plunge into chaos.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Dr. Stan, and certainly William is talking about the fraud of the two-party system. They want you to think we have two parties, and of course they yell at one another, and they give speeches, and they condemn one another, they criticize one another, but this is all showbiz. Oh, there may be a few people there who really don't understand how the whole thing works, who really believe in either the Republican principles or the Democrat principles, but of course the people at the very top know it's all a charade. What does that mean? It means the same people finance both sides. Last election in 2008, Goldman Sachs put up most of the money for, and the banks put up most of the money for Barack Obama. Now they've shifted their support to Romney, and they run alternately a Republican or a Democrat. So we can go to the polls every 4 years to throw the rascals out. But nothing changes, and I can assure you nothing is going to change as far as our globalization programs, as far as our military adventures. I think that Romney's better looking than Obama, but that's about the only real change there's going to be. But the American people have to believe with all their heart that we elect our president. No, ladies and gentlemen, the establishment selects the candidates in both the Republican and the Republican and the Democrat and the Republican Party, and we vote for the candidates of their choice. And believe me, although this is a great show and you're going to be entertained for this next couple of months, in the final analysis, the people who win are going to be globalists, whether they be Republicans or Democrats, and their loyalty will not be the United States, but to this idea of a one world government. Go right ahead.
They offer contending versions of the same product. It really is a cartel in the classic sense. And the quote from Carol Quigley, to which you alluded to a couple of minutes ago, Dr. Scan, is apt this year as it is every year, divisible by two, evenly divisible by two, I should say. Every year that involves a congressional election, a Senate election, or a presidential election, you have that dynamic of work where the entrenched interests that represent the power elite or the Brotherhood of Darkness, as you characterize it, which I think is a very apt characterization, have controlled the process. And Tampa in particular, but also in Charlotte, you saw how that worked, where down to the specific verbiage on the teleprompter, you had the Republican National Committee behaving like the Soviet Communist Party, the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, in terms of destroying the rules and manipulating votes and ignoring obvious legal and procedural outrages, misdirecting buses carrying delegates, detaining people who might cause problems.
I think that's really the story about the buses. Apparently, of course, they sent buses to get the Romney delegates and to get the Ron Paul delegates to the Rules Committee. The Romney delegates were taken immediately to the conference center where they began modifying the rules. The bus that carried the Ron Paul delegates got lost.
Yeah.
They got lost, and they couldn't make the five-minute run. That they just wandered around for an hour or more. And by the time the Ron Paul delegates got back to the convention center to vote for the Rules Committee, why, the work was already done and the Rules Committee was adjourned. Talk about, that would have certainly made Stalin blush. Go ahead.
Exactly. You know, it's not as if Ron Paul were actually going to win the nomination, but the Soviet-style totalitarians who run the Republican Party didn't want to offer a display of diversity. They didn't want anything to derogate from this artificial unity that supposedly had breathed Romney in this presidential air. And so they maneuvered, manipulated this, and engineered circumstances involving what would be, I think, patently illegal behavior, certainly unethical behavior, in order to create this illusion of unity and to deal with this irritant in this fashion. It reminds me a little bit of a modification that happened in the 1952 convention, in which the Wall Street interests and the proto-neocons, that is to say the Trotskyite communists, who were sort of the grandfathers of today's neocons, stole the nomination from Taft and gave it to a lifelong Democrat by the name of Eisenhower. It's the same kind of thing that happened in 1940 with the Wendell Willkie nomination. In that case, you had Wendell Willkie, who I don't think was ever formally a Republican. I can't document that he ever was. Where they stole the nomination for Wendell Willkie, he was on the payroll of the FDR administration and British intelligence. This is the sort of thing that happens at the level of presidential politics. And as you say, Dr. Stan, it's all a cynical charade.
It really is. In fact, when I went to the Council on Foreign Relations headquarters back at 5080 68th Street in New York City, well, they would give me the run of the ground floor of the library, but I was told not to go upstairs. However, we did go upstairs, and halfway upstairs to the ballroom, who should be sitting there on a pedestal, a bust of a man named Wendell Willkie. Wendell Willkie, a lifelong Democrat who ran as a Republican, and then after he lost, wrote a book called One World. One World was Wendell Willkie's book. It's all about world government, 1940.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8255. 800-288-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
That thought, William. We'll be back here in just a moment because this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is William Grigg. And before we, of course, get back to the discussion of the two-party system, Socialist Party A, Socialist Party B, Globalist Party A, Globalist Party B, before we get back to the discussion of the phony mirage and manipulation that we're seeing here in the political arena, William, I want you to tell our listeners how they can certainly get to your website, how they can certainly get the material that you're writing on a regular basis, and, of course, how they can get your PayPal button.
I appreciate that, Dr. Stan. My chief outlet is my blog. It's called Pro Libertate, and that's spelled P-R-O-L-I-B-E-R-T-A-T-E, Pro Libertate. And the web address for that is freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Or you can simply go to a suitable search engine, Google being, of course, the most influential, most wide-reaching one, and type in my name, William Grigg. And probably the first return would be Pro Libertate. If you type in Grigg and Pro Libertate, then certainly the blog will be the first one. I also write for LewRockwell.com. That's spelled L-E-W Rockwell, as in Norman Rockwell. L-E-W Rockwell.com. He republishes a lot of my material. The Pro Libertate blog, I try to update a couple of times a week, more frequently if I have the time to do so. And as you mentioned, Dr. Stan, at the bottom of every essay there is a PayPal button that people can click on if they have the means to donate and interest in helping keep me and the blog a going concern and keep my family afloat financially. This is pretty much my sole source of income right now as I'm looking for different writing opportunities, different professional situations. I am working on books constantly, trying to get new books published. I've written and published 5. I have 6 children now, which means I owe my family at least one more book. The idea was that we had to have at least one book for every child in my family. So I'm behind getting my 6th book published, although I've got a couple of books that are ready to go. It's just a matter of getting them proofread and published. But the
Pro Libertate blog, once again, is my chief outlet, freedominourtime.blogspot.com, and there is a PayPal button there. My family and I are deeply grateful to you, Dr. Stant, for everything you've done in terms of promoting what I do as a writer. And of course, we're abidingly grateful to everybody in your audience, many others who have donated to us and helped keep us afloat.
And I'll never forget what a hard time I had talking you into putting that PayPal button on. But then anyway, go right ahead. So let's get back to the story of the two-party system, or we should say the one-party system, that of course has two branches. But it's all a matter of convincing the American people. We can go to the polls every 4 years and vote the rascals out. And if you'd like to read the reference to that, it's written by Professor Carol Quigley, a leftist professor at Harvard and Princeton before he went to Georgetown University. His book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, must reading for anybody who wants to understand the secret society that dominates America today. The book Tragedy and Hope, it was suppressed for many years. We actually have, of course, a great deal of information on that. We went back to Georgetown University, went to Professor Quigley's personal files before anybody had a chance to shred them, and we got all of the documentation on the origin of the secret society that controls both political parties today. Now, basically, of course, book of Tragedy and Hope, you can read pages 1246, 1247, and you'll see the reference to the fact that we go to the polls every 4 years so we can throw the rascals out. But, of course, nothing changes as far as the foreign and domestic policy. Go right ahead, William.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And one of the most telling illustrations of that, and this is what I was talking about just a minute ago, is the fact that in 2008, the Democratic National Convention generated a platform on which Barack Obama ran that criticized some of the worst successes of what had happened in the Homeland Security State under George W. Bush, and immediately upon ascending to the imperial purple and being inaugurated in 2009, Barack Obama made a great pitch that he was going to shut down Guantanamo. No, Guantanamo is still open, and just the day before his most recent speech at the convention, Mr. Obama, in an interview with a reporter whose last name was Swan, I can't remember his first name, it's a remarkable thing, this guy's doing some really good work, he's an actual journalist, that's not much longer he's committed to do this, he was asked about indefinite detention and the use of drones and what's happening in Guantanamo. Mr. Obama blithely said that there are still some bad people in Guantanamo, and he has, of course, the paramount responsibility to protect the American public. What's happened is that you've got a couple of hundred people in Guantanamo, many of whom can't return, can't be sent back to where they were taken because the governments there don't want them back, not because they were terrorists necessarily, but because they have been turned into terrorists by their experience. These people, for the most part, were scooped up by bounty hunters and sold into U.S. custody for ransom or for bounties, and they've spent 5 or 6 or 7 years illegally detained and denied any pretense, any colorable simulacrum of due process. There is due process even if you're talking about a situation of land warfare. There are rules that govern land warfare. If you're accused of war crimes, then you do have due process in terms of being tried for supposed war crimes. Well, these people couldn't be considered guilty of war crimes because the U.S. government never declared war. Congress never declared war. Ergo, they can't be prosecuted for war crimes. They have to be prosecuted for criminal offenses. Well, that can't work either because it's too dangerous on account of what's been done. Obama has embraced all this, and he's improved upon it. If by improved you mean he's enlarged upon Bush's atrocities where the constitutional law and due process are concerned. But this has all been ratified and embraced by the Democratic Party because they're in power now. They exercise the power, therefore it must be considered benign. If Mitt Romney is elected and becomes president 4 years from now after he has hit the bottom that Obama has reached and started to dig, you'll see the same thing. He will instruct the party that he will command as a unitary body, pretty much like the old Communist Party of the Soviet Union, owing to what happened in Tampa. They've completely destroyed any residual independence on the part of the state Republican Party apparatus. It's all as monolithic, as unitary, as much a top-down concern as the Communist Party was under Stalin. In 2016, Mr.
Romney is elected, you'll see a Republican Party platform that will assert, as this one did, quite frankly, that it's very important to maintain and fortify all these instruments of regimentation and surveillance, because we're always imperiled by these myriad enemies who always rise up to destroy us, in spite of the fact that apparently there are only a half dozen or so, a couple of dozen perhaps, in all of Afghanistan, people who were associated with al-Qaeda, which is always more of a brand name than a national organization. But all of this is based, as you say, Dr. Stan, on this defining illusion, this carefully cultivated illusion that there is a difference between these two retail outlets for the same wholesale establishment, as Carol Quigley described. You mentioned that you can go to about page 1246 in this massive tome called Tragedy and Hope. It's a good idea to start on page 1200, though. Ignore what comes before it. I mean, there's a lot of interesting stuff in Tragedy and Hope, very voluminous. It's not the sort of thing that I would take to the beach to read during summer break, but it is not, by the same token, something as dry and soporific as a political science text could be. I mean, this guy was a political historian, so naturally there's going to be graphs, there's going to be an abundance of data. It will be arranged in a way that is professorial. It's an academic work, but it's not uninteresting reading if you're somebody who's interested in current events and recent history, as I am. But if you skip to page 1200, there's a really arresting discussion of the question of the distribution of armaments in a society and the centralization of power. And he makes the same point. And as we pointed out, this guy was a leftist. He was a Georgetown University history professor. He was the mentor of Bill Clinton. And as Bill Clinton himself, Bill Clinton, of course, emerged from whatever subterranean lair he's been living in to enjoy the adulation of the Democratic faithful this week in Charlotte. That, of course, was an unpleasant experience for everybody who remembers his serial offenses against the Constitution of D.C. But in describing Carol Quigley, what Bill Clinton said is that he took as his point of departure Plato's Republic and taught Plato's Republic in a way that evinced an infatuation with the idea of paternalistic totalitarianism or even a fascist arrangement of society. And this wasn't said by way of criticism. I mean, this was said by Bill Clinton in a sense of trying to convey how exciting it was to be in his classroom, in Quigley's classroom, and how unique it was to be part of the enlightened few who were being taught all these secrets of the temple in terms of arranging society beneath their benevolent rule.
And I think what really, because the most significant part of that is the fact that Bill Clinton readily admits that the whole idea was to bring about this so-called wise ruler, the one person
yes.
who's eventually going to rule, because this is what Plato wanted. He wanted the so-called chosen one who would rule the world. And the so-called just ruler, I think that was the term he used for him. What Bill Clinton and perhaps even Professor Quigley didn't understand is what they were really describing was the Antichrist.
Mm.
And because behind all of these movements, the secret societies, going all the way back to Plato and Socrates and Aristotle and Alexander the Great, they were all working towards the same ultimate goal, a one-world government under a one-world ruler. And, of course, Alexander the Great was to become that one-world ruler. In his short life, he essentially conquered most of the civilized societies of the world at that time. Unfortunately, of course, that wasn't the time that God intended for the Antichrist to return. That was 2,300 years ago, but suddenly these things are happening today, and everything is in place now for the installation of this one world ruler, the Antichrist. Now we can have a cashless society where you'll neither buy nor sell, lest you wear the mark of the beast and be known by the number of his name, 666. Go right ahead.
It's interesting when you read in Plato about this ideal society based on the rule of a supposedly benign oligarchy called the Guardian, and organized on the basis of what he called the needful or noble falsehood. That's an expression you can find in Plato. The noble falsehood would be a doctrine that would be used to bewitch the intelligence of the masses and to motivate them on a level that is not noble in any sense. But there are these needful lies, needful myths, needful fabrications that are used stabilize this regime. It's all built on a lie, in other words.
this ideal society. And that, of course, was what Bill Clinton, I think, found so enchanting about, what Carol Quigley was talking about. And Mr. Clinton is a man for, and I don't know if man is the right way to describe this mammal, Bill Clinton is a personality for whom lying is an autonomous function. He lies when he doesn't have to. He's somebody who lies by reflex. I don't doubt for a second that he is somebody who lies with such fluidity and fecundity, he actually believes what he's saying. I mean, that's one of the real gifts of being a liar, if you manage to convince yourself. And, of course, he has a liar's mind for detail. Everybody's always amazed at Mr. Clinton's grasp of detail. It doesn't surprise me one bit, because a liar has to have a detailed memory. If you tell the truth, you only have to remember one story. But if you're a liar, of course, you have to keep everything cataloged and indexed and have amazing and immediate recall of what you're saying in order to deceive a targeted audience. But in the Platonic regime, you take a look at the role of the just ruler, the supposedly noble ruler, the benevolent dictator, supposedly benign dictator of this arrangement. You mentioned Alexander the Great. There's another tyrant that was mentioned by Plato as an ideal ruler, supposedly. He was Dionysus II of Syracuse, who was somebody who foreshadowed every modern totalitarian dictator. And there was a place, if you've gone to Sicily, I've not been to Sicily, I've studied this, I'd love to visit Sicily, I'd love to visit ancient Syracuse, and go to this place called Dionysus's Ear, and it was a natural grotto, a cavern, that was designed in such a way that somebody who hid himself, a member of Dionysus II's secret police, I don't know what they called them, I can't remember what they called the secret police in this kingdom, this very bellicose, warlike kingdom, if you position yourself in such a way that every whisper would be made audible. And the idea was that the secret police would find some way to get people to enter this area so they could overhear their conversations, to ferret out enemies of the king and to put them to death. Well, we're living in a society right now that is basically a macrocosmic rendering of the grotto, the Dionysus's Ear listening post. When you have the Echelon Project, as it's called, or any of these other myriad ways of gathering information and processing and collating and archiving and having immediate detailed recall of this by the enforcement arm of the government. We're living in a society of the sort that tyrants like Dionysus and philosophers of tyranny like Plato could only dream about wistfully. And we're living in that right now. This is not something that we should speak of in the subjunctive voice. This is not something that is a hypothetical, as much as I wish it were. We're living right now in a fully liveried, fully operational police state that is not perpetually exercising the iron fist, but does so with sufficient and accelerating frequency that we have every right to be alarmed. Good grief. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about this evening, Dr. Scan, is the picture that's on the front page of the local newspaper, the Argus Observer, out of Ontario, Oregon. It's a picture of a police officer wearing black body armor with a drug dog going down the corridors of Fruitland High School. Fruitland is a town of about 5,000 or 6,000 people, just a couple of miles away from here, conducting a routine random drug search without a warrant, without probable cause, and just as importantly, when the dog would indicate they'd search the lockers adjacent to the locker that supposedly had been the target of the drug dog. This is something that is routine. Police prowling the corridors of schools, wearing body armor and conducting random searches. A year ago, on the front page of the same paper, there was a picture of a school resource officer from Ontario, that's a town of about 11,000 people, wearing a black tactical vest and, of course, fully kitted out with all the various implements of mayhem and less lethal compulsion. This guy is one of several that simply patrols the halls of the high school, looking for all and sundry like a member of an occupying army, habituating school kids, teenagers, to the idea that they're living in a prison society. We wouldn't have put up with this when I was a teenager. This is something that policymakers in our towns, and I used to live in this area as a teenager, we would not have allowed this to happen. But this is simply part of our daily meet and drink. This is the environment in which we're being brought up. This is the message which is being reinforced constantly in the minds, in the souls of people who are inmates in the government school system. They're literally living in a prison society. Every time you go to an airport, you're forced to go through a pornographically detailed backscatter x-ray machine or undergo the leering palpations of a hireling
many of whom, of course, are drawn from a fetid pool of people that include petty criminals and child molesters. What kind of a society have we become?
Well, of course, but William, it's all in the name of protecting us from the wicked terrorists who are, of course, being funded in large part by our own Central Intelligence Agency. But we can't let the American people know that any more than we can let the American people know that the largest purveyor of drugs in the world is our own CIA. And if you doubt that, go up on the Internet and simply type in CIA funds heroin or drug epidemic. CIA funds drug epidemic. You'll find it's true, but you're never going to get that from Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity. And Glenn Beck, when he told the truth, well, we know what happened to Glenn. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we hope you enjoy our program with William Grigg. We always do. He's certainly one of the most articulate people we have in the conservative movement, and certainly we have a number of these people on our program regularly because we want them to have a voice, and we want to give you the privilege of listening to them. Well, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and quite frankly, we need your help to continue doing what we're doing. And so if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or advertise with us, or donate, or whatever you can do, why, we ask you to give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty. for our provision and for our protection, and pray for the other people on the front lines of the battle. And I feel it's a real privilege to have the voice heard all across America, heard indeed all across the world. And we'll do this as long as the Lord gives us the breath and the ability to speak out. Now, certainly we want to remind you about our all-day conference. It's going to be on the 21st of October. It's going to be here on the central coast of California at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, where we have it every year. And, of course, you're going to need reservations because we're going to be serving lunch. And then, of course, if you need hotel reservations, if you call in, why, we'll send you information on hotels or motels. You can get a reduced rate at the Sea Cliff Inn till the 20th of September. And, of course, then after that, you're on your own. But give us a call of 1-800-544-8927 for information on our all-day conference, and we're getting to get people in. It's gratifying to know that people are still interested in the information we have. We're bringing in some great speakers, and I hope it'll be as good. I'm sure it'll be as good as the programs we've had in the past. Well, this is something we want to mention to understand how it all fits together. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you can get the DVD. If you don't have the funds, go up on the internet and simply go to our webpage of RadioLiberty.com and scroll to the place where it says videos and scroll down videos. The first video there is Brotherhood of Darkness. You must understand the Brotherhood to understand anything going on in America today. Why people at the highest level of the Catholic Church, I'm talking about bishops and cardinals, are tolerating and actually allowing homosexuals and pedophiles to operate openly within the Catholic Church, seducing children. Why would the leaders of the Catholic Church do that? But then why would the leaders of the Protestant Church, people like Ted Haggard, who headed the 30 million member National Associations of Evangelical Christian, why would Ted Haggard use his position to undermine Christianity? You must understand these things before you can understand what's going on in the world today. Until you understand the Brotherhood of Darkness, nothing makes sense. Then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get our talk on the dark secret and our talk on the forbidden secret. That's the dark secret, the forbidden secret. Our DVDs on the population control, the covert agenda. Our talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. Now, we do have another excellent DVD on Agenda 21 by Michael Shaw, and we recommend that very strongly. And then, of course, we have Rosalind Peterson's excellent DVD on geoengineering. We have the DVDs on What in the World Are They Spraying? Another one, Why in the World Are They Spraying? Certainly we have the DVD on Ride a Pale Horse. You'll certainly want to get that. Behold a Pale Horse, I'm sorry. Behold a Pale Horse. We have so many significant DVDs. We hope you get as many as you possibly can. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. So, of course, until Monday when we'll be back again here, this is Dr. Stan saying good night, and may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful.